Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope you're having an awesome week so far. This past Sunday, we continued our series that we're calling Alive, where we're studying through Ephesians, and we got to what is one of my absolute favorite passages in the entire scripture. We looked at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, and the question I asked at Mount Vernon and the question I'd like us to think about for just a moment is, what do you think that you need from God? If you and I had a chance to sit down and talk face to face, you know, what would you say to that question? What do you think you need from God? And here's the challenge for all of us. I think we all have this sinful tendency to think that the answer is not much. I mean, I acknowledge that I probably need, you know, I need a little help every now and again from God, like when things are really bad. And, you know, I think God is a good rule giver and Jesus is a great example. And so, yeah, I think a few rules and a good example to follow, and then just, you know, a little help every now and again, you know, with the physical stuff and the spiritual stuff. I just, you know, a little bit, not much. I don't need much. I'm pretty good without God is a sinful tendency that sometimes we maybe think consciously, or maybe we just subtly feel it in our hearts. But that's not the answer we're going to see in the scriptures. And the other question that I want you to think about when we think about what we need from God, is God offering what we need? So let's say there are some legitimate things that we need from God, and maybe it's slightly more than just a little help every now and again. Is God offering what we need? And the great thing is, in Ephesians 2, we see answers to both of those questions. I don't know if you've read Ephesians 2 before, but it is devastating to my pride. And I would say if you're taking it seriously, it's devastating to your pride as well. Paul starts off and he says, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you once walked following the course of this world." And he basically says, we were dead in trespasses and sins. We were following the course of this world. So just the normal way that the world goes, we followed that, and that was evil. We followed the devil, Paul says. We were living in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and we're by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. And so Paul says that we were really bad. Really, really, really bad. We were dead in our sin. Jesus tells us in the Gospel of John that to be spiritually alive is to know Christ, to love Christ, to see his glory and hear God's word through the Spirit. And Paul says here, we were dead. We were dead and we walked in sin. And so what do we need from God? We certainly need more than just a little bit of help, because we were dead in our sin. And this is where the message of Ephesians and this passage in particular is such great news. Verse 4 of Ephesians chapter 2 says, "But God." So all those things are true about us. We were dead in our sin. We were following the devil. Bad, bad, bad stuff. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, made us alive together with Christ. It is by grace that you have been saved. And so what do you think you need from God? And maybe the better question is, what do you actually need from God? What do I actually need from God? And the answer is everything. I need grace. I need him to bring me from spiritual death to spiritual life. And then that gets us to that follow-up question. Is God offering what I need? And the great answer is yes. God is offering what we need, and he can only do that because God offered his son up on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin, so that everybody everywhere who responds to Jesus with trust and repentance receives this grace and this new life, where God himself brings us from spiritual death to spiritual life. So I want to challenge you today to recognize maybe some ways that when you ask the question, what do I need from God? Maybe on accident, you tell yourself, not much, just a little bit. I want to remind you that's not true. We are completely and totally dependent on God for all things, and especially for our salvation in Christ, which we receive by grace through faith in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for a moment and thank God for his grace, and ask him to help us walk in these good works that he has prepared in advance for us. Father in heaven, we do praise you and thank you that even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, in your great love for us, you made us alive together with Christ. So, Father, please guard us from sinful thoughts where we mistakenly believe that we only need just a little bit from you. And God, remind us that we are entirely dependent on you for all of our salvation, which comes to us by grace through faith. God, increase our love of Jesus and increase our obedience to him, please. And God, please help us to obey you and to live out and walk in these good works that you have prepared in advance for us. Father, we love you. We pray all of these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments on your own now to pray as well. God bless.